This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 50, how the examiner feels about your handwriting on the writing test. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, we're going to talk about cursive printing. How does the examiner feel about these? Can she read your handwriting?
Hey, Jessica.
Why? I don't know why just saying hi to each other makes us like giggle.
I
like,
know,
every
I don't
time.
Know either. It's so funny. Good question.
I think because, well, like for me, I always feel this sudden pressure to think of a way to say hello in a cool, like interesting way. And then I never do. And so yeah. I'm just like, hi. And then I laugh.
And then you laugh. And it works equally well.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Today, I think we have a really interesting topic, like a really specific interesting topic today.
Yeah. And we love to drill down into very specific topics so that we can give you guys more value so you can get that higher score that you want. Jessica, how's your handwriting, by the way?
Actually, you know, my handwriting is not great because I can't write as fast as I'm thinking. And so I try to write so quickly, even on the board in class. Luckily, I'm a pretty good teacher.
Yeah. I don't know how you do that. Yeah.
I'm entertaining enough that my bad handwriting doesn't bother students. I'm amazed they don't complain more often, but inevitably there's always like, teacher, what is the word after and? Because I just write so fast.
Yeah, I know how that feels, especially on the board when people are watching you and you're thinking so fast and you're trying to keep up with your handwriting. Oh, yes, it's tough.
I know. Because you're like listening to a question and like answering and writing an answer to something else at the same time.
And you're excited at the same time and getting all these exciting ideas and you just, oh my gosh. I wonder if that happens to our listeners on the writing test. What do you think?
For sure. So, yeah. Guys, this is another reason you really have to prepare. You have to practice the timing so you don't freak out on the test and you know how it feels to write a complete essay in 20 minutes and 40 minutes, you know, task one, task two, to know how that feels. And so you don't freak out because if your handwriting is very messy, that can impact your score, in a couple different ways. Firstly, and this isn't fair. I know it's not fair, but it does happen. If the examiner has to really like squint their eyes and like concentrate,
put on the glasses.
Concentrate to like figure out what you're writing. That might impact their opinion of your essay. You know, you're making them work too hard.
Yeah. If they have to break out the magnifying glass, you know, you're in trouble, right?
Yeah. And, you know, granted, you know, all these examiners, well, 99.9% of the examiners are teachers. So they are used to looking at bad handwriting and like understanding what, you know, the person wants to say. But you still don't want to leave them with any negative impression.
Yeah, absolutely. So what should we do? So I guess it really comes down to having a clear system and strategy so that you can, as you've said, work with the time constraints that you have on the writing test.
Yeah. So, I think a good first thing to work on is printing and not writing in cursive. I'm sure most of our listeners, print their letters anyway, which is great. Okay. But For some reason, I don't know why, there are still some teachers, even ones that I know here in Portland, who are teaching ESL students cursive.
Oh, weird. It's so weird. What? I mean, I haven't used cursive since third grade. I remember learning it in third grade and being all stressed out about getting the right C and the right D. But now, I mean, geez, who uses it anymore?
Yeah, like 80-year-old grandmas. Seriously, those are the only people that use cursive. Honestly, the schools in Oregon recently voted to not teach cursive anymore, which is wonderful. Good. Waste of time. So anyway, whole cursive debate.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't need it anymore, guys. So it's pretty for sure, but you know, you're not graded on being pretty right. on the test.
You can go home and paint a picture after the test if you want to be pretty or create something beautiful.
Bedazzle a card for the examiner and, you know, bring them a flower you made out of tissue paper. But don't
bedazzle. I love it.
I love that word. So forget the cursive, work on your printing. Okay. But I'm sure most of you guys do have an intelligible, is that the right word? Handwriting.
Yeah, that's a good word. That's a good word. Yeah.
So I'm sure your handwriting is good. All right. When you are calm. So I think the thing to work on here is work on having good handwriting in that short time span.
There are four key things that the examiner grades you on during the speaking test in the IELTS exam, and you need to know what they are to get a high score. To find out exactly what they are and to get our free IELTS cheat sheet, go right now to allearsenglish.com/evaluation. That's allearsenglish.com/EVALUATION. Yeah, and I bet this really comes down to when we practice, we're not just writing out an outline and then saying we understand and moving on to another section of the test for our practice activities. We're actually writing out the essays, right? The practice essays?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, and here's another good thing, guys. If a teacher asks you to type your IELTS essay for homework, don't trust that teacher because they are not making you practice the test.
Ooh,
all right.
That's a really good point.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah. I've had colleagues that have done that before and they're like grading these essays that they get an email. And I'm like, what are you? That is not valid practice. You know,
do you think that soon or someday soon IELTS will eventually switch over to having students like have little computers and be typing similar to the TOEFL, typing in their essays? I mean, is that coming? No.
I seriously cannot imagine that in the foreseeable future because it's just too huge. You know, TOEFL is a pretty small scale endeavor compared to IELTS. Think about it, because IELTS is in, you know, like every single country, every single city, millions and millions of people are doing this. Like that, how impossible would that be to get that technology out? Like any tiny change that the IELTS board of governors and whoever, like any like small change they make, it takes like years to make sure that every test center is doing it and then to be checked and... Ugh.
Oh, and of course it would have to be changed in every test center to remain a valid test, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Like
Now that my husband is working at a test center as like an administrator, I'm learning about so much stuff that happens behind the scenes that I had no idea about. Like it's huge.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Anyway. So we have to get used to handwriting, printing our writing literally in, you know, normal letters, not cursive, practicing our essays by writing them out, not typing them on a computer because it's not authentic practice.
Exactly. So this kind of goes back to something we started talking about in the last episode, how you really have to, you can't skimp on, that's a good word, skimp.
Yeah, skimp. I like that.
You can't skimp on your preparation, guys. You can't just jump in and skip any steps, okay?
Yeah.
So you need to approach it step by step, right? Learn from an IELTS professional that is teaching you correctly and making and not wasting your time, right?
Right.
And how you practice. And you do have to put the time in. You have to put the work in. So like Lindsay said, it's not enough just to like read an example essay, learn an outline, and then, you know, jump into the practice test or whatever. No, like you have to sit down like 3 times a week for 1 hour and actually practice writing out these 2 essays in the time given in the 60 minutes. Or else, you know, the time's gonna stress you out, and then you're writing is going to be messy, and then the examiner is going to think your spelling is bad because they can't read your writing, and your vocab score goes down to a 5, maybe a 4.
Yeah. And we know that if there's ever a situation that we're nervous about or that we feel like we're likely to panic in, we want to put ourselves in that situation under the same conditions as much as possible to prepare, right? So that's, again, why it's important to be doing those writing exercises with those time constraints as much as we can. Yeah.
So when the technology allows, guys, Lindsay and I are going to create a virtual IELTS test center.
Yeah.
And you can just like that. Put on, you know, the Google Glass, just put on the goggles. Cool. You know, but that's a few years down the line. So stay tuned for that.
So stick around for that, guys. But for now, we'll just keep on going with our printing our letters here with handwriting. Awesome. Well, that was really useful, Jessica. Thank you for letting us know. You know, we may not have thought about this topic if we hadn't gone so deep into this. So thank you for that.
Yeah. My pleasure. Have a wonderful day in sunny Boston.
Oh, absolutely. And you too. I hope the sun is shining out there as well.
It is. It's gorgeous.
Excellent. Get outside. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a good day, Lindsay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.